This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, March 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Rollins to talk bird flu with states and industry. Mexican assurance on GMO ban and industry's message to Maha. Rollins to hold bird flu call with industry and state officials. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins will be discussing the bird flu outbreak with state officials and industry stakeholders today. The call comes after Rollins told Breitbart.com that vaccines were off the table, leading to questions about whether vaccination would still be a part of the administration bird flu strategy. In a statement to AgriPulse, Rollins says the five-pronged approach to bird flu includes, quote, efforts to explore vaccines, therapeutics, and other strategies to protect egg-laying chickens and reduce depopulation. USDA is taking a targeted, science-driven approach to developing next-generation solutions and will invest up to $100 million to determine the best path forward, she said. A formal public solicitation will be issued in the coming week. Vaccine and therapeutics strategy, logistics, and surveillance are critical steps in advancing this effort, she said. By the way, egg producers are seeking clarity from USDA on vaccines. Vaccination is the most promising solution to protect our flocks and the most likely to restore and stabilize the U.S. egg supply, United Egg Producers President and CEO Chad Gregory said in a statement. Rollins assured Mexican biotech corn ban will not disrupt trade. Rollins says her Mexican counterpart has assured her that the country's effort to curb genetically modified corn will not impact trade. Mexico's Congress passed a constitutional amendment last week that would ban the cultivation of GM corn. Rollins says she sought assurances from Mexican Agriculture Secretary Julio Bodega that the proposal will not inhibit U.S. corn exports to the country. Rollins wrote on X, quote, he assured me that there is no intention to block trade. But keep in mind, a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement dispute resolution panel ruled late last year that an earlier ban on importing GM corn was unjustified. Mexico's government has since lifted the import ban and instead pressed ahead with the domestic restrictions. Rollins also spoke with her Canadian counterpart yesterday, Agriculture Minister Lawrence McAuley. She says she raised concerns over trade barriers inhibiting U.S. dairy exports. Take note, President Donald Trump on Friday indicated new tariffs on Canada's dairy exports are imminent, citing the country's high out-of-quota tariff rate on U.S. exports. However, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said Sunday those tariffs would not land before April 2nd. Groups call for use of sound science by Maha Commission. Farm and food industry groups are calling on Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again Commission to use sound science in coming up with recommendations. More than 300 groups signed on to the letter, which emphasizes the importance of pesticides, biotechnology, and food and feed products. It also highlights the ways in which these products are already robustly regulated to ensure their safe use, the groups say in the news release. We are eager to share with the commissioner our significant concerns regarding unfounded criticism levied against the safety of food and agriculture value chain, says the letter, which was sent to Rollins, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, the American Farm Bureau, International Dairy Foods Association, American Soybean Association, National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, among the groups that signed the letter. Now take note, late Monday, Kennedy announced FDA would consider eliminating the self-affirmed, generally recognized as safe pathway for food ingredients and chemicals. That move could limit food manufacturers' ability to add ingredients or chemicals without notifying the agency. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Dozens of ag groups back Lindbergh for trade undersecretary. Dozens of agricultural trade groups, companies, and cooperatives are backing Luke Lindbergh's nomination for a key ag trade role. More than 120 groups have written to Senate Agriculture Committee leaders urging them to move swiftly to confirm Lindbergh's nomination as USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. U.S. agriculture needs a dedicated champion in this role, the groups say. As such, we urge your committee and the entire U.S. Senate to promptly confirm Mr. Lindbergh. Lindbergh comes from the America First Policy Institute, the Trump-aligned think tank that Rollins headed before joining USDA. Lindbergh is also president and CEO of South Dakota Trade and former U.S. Export-Import Bank official. He also has a good Senate connection. He's son-in-law of Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota. Former NCGA leader, frozen funds and weak market challenge conservation efforts. Uncertainty caused by frozen federal payments amid a weak period in the farm economy will probably discourage some farmers from trying new conservation practices, former National Corn Growers Association CEO John Doggett told AgriPulse yesterday at the National Farmers Union Conference in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If you're a young farmer and the price of corn has a 4 in front of it instead of a 6, your bankers aren't going to let you go off and dive into some of those things, Doggett said. He added, and you ought not, because at that point you want to have as little uncertainty as you possibly can. Doggett, referring to the adoption of climate-smart agriculture practices, added that USDA funding freezes have, quote, injected some uncertainty into something that was just starting to produce some results. Harkin, cutting U.S. aid is saying we just don't care anymore. Former Senate Ag Committee Chair Tom Harkin of Iowa says cuts to U.S. aid could have disastrous consequences for people starving abroad, saying they are the equivalent of saying, we just don't care anymore. Harkin, speaking to reporters at the National Farmers Union Convention in Oklahoma City yesterday, said the cuts represent a small fraction of government spending and a break from the U.S. tradition of being a generous nation. Local food initiatives killed. The Trump administration is killing a pair of initiatives that former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack created to help small-scale farms find markets in schools, food banks, and childcare facilities. The Local Food for Schools and Childcare Cooperative Agreement, the LFSCC, and Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement, the LFPA, are both being terminated. Ryan Marquardt, an Iowa farmer who produces chicken, turkey, eggs, and beef in the Des Moines area, told AgriPulse Noah Wicks the LFPA program made his operation more efficient by enabling more orderly marketing through the year. He says LFPA had provided a critical outlet for products that were harder to sell. Recently, that product was brisket. He said, I'm sitting on a ridiculous amount of brisket at the moment. Here's today's final word. Without risk-based scientific regulatory processes providing for access to and safe use of pesticides, U.S. growers and producers will become less competitive in the marketplace. That industry group's letter to the Maha Commission. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, March 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.